Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinkin' Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to cardomax.com and use the promo code DB. That's cardomax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Yeah, welcome to Drinkin' Bros.
Live to the internets.
We're live on the internets, live around the world.
We're not allowed in,
oddly enough, Jared,
China, Finland, Russia.
There is a manhunt going on for...
We saw that.
Yes, for a shooter right now.
Hopefully they didn't see the flyer for our party. You always have to have that in the back of your head.
I did.
He's like, I just committed a shooting, but there's a pretty cool show going on down at WTF.
Three people came up to me and they were like, hey, do you know there's like a guy on the run right now? And I was like, well, is there a safer place to be than with this audience? Probably not. Not in America.
Yeah.
There's always
everybody here is itching for their stateside. I can see it in their eyes.
I told Dan if he was able to kill the guy live on air, we would probably beat out Joe Rogan for the first time ever.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, people like murder, especially white women.
Oh, white women love murder. White women love murder. I'm looking
murder
at you.
Mystery.
I'm looking at you. She put her head down after I said that. She loves murder. No, she won't answer that.
There's nothing like watching 7 one-hour episodes about something that took 15 minutes to do.
Yeah, because that's where we're at on Netflix, where one murder, you're like, how do we stretch this out into 63 hours worth of shows?
And meanwhile, there's still not a single good movie about Julius Caesar.
No. We've been waiting, haven't we? We've all
so
been waiting.
So cool. Cleopatra, come on.
We've all been waiting
kids.
For that Julius Caesar
yes,
movie. Unfortunately, in Hollywood, though, you're going to have a trans Julius Caesar.
A treaser.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's going to get that movie
by
made.
The way.
Yeah.
By the way, what do you know about Caesar salad?
Oh. I'll start with the crews.
No.
I'll start with the crews, okay. The croutons. Croutons make a good Caesar.
Yeah.
And then obviously the dressing has to be appropriate, not too much anchovy.
Any idea where it came from?
I'm gonna go ahead and say Julius Caesar himself probably made it.
Not for one second.
Okay.
It was Caesar Cardone, and in 1927 he owned a Mexican restaurant in Mexico, and he ran out of supplies during spring break and just threw some shit together. And to make it a thing,
I don't think this is real.
He prepared it. Put it up right here.
Sure.
Put it up.
Sure.
He prepared it
in
front of the patrons.
Yeah.
And that's where they got the whole show.
Definitely not true.
I'm doing. You have the internet right
in
front of you.
But me looking at the internet in front of everybody, no one wants to watch me look at the internet. Somebody fact-checked Jared that it was a Mexican dude who came up with Caesar salad.
He was Italian in Mexico.
Yeah, he lived in Baja.
That's crazy.
See?
He's looking it up right now. Is that real?
The guy was, it was invented in TJ, actually.
Yeah. In Tijuana?
1927.
24.
Why do you know that?
What?
Why do you?
Who doesn't know where Caesar salad comes from?
Well, if I was going to ask somebody about food facts and I looked at you, salad would be the last thing on the fucking list, guys.
Yeah, that'd definitely be last.
It was Morgan. Morgan, we were watching, you know, Julius Caesar stuff, and she was like, do you think the salad was named after him? And then that's when we learned it was a Mexican restaurant. You could invented the number one dish at Olive Garden.
I'm a huge Caesar fan. I am too. I'm just picky
about
it.
Caesar Cardone.
That's the ridiculous thing.
Cardine.
But fortune cookies were invented in San Francisco, you know.
That makes sense,
San Francisco
though.
Pasta was invented by China, right?
They're the only ones that have a town of China in their city.
Yeah. So like, that all makes sense.
Wait, a town of China?
Yeah. You've never been to Chinatown?
Chinatown, dude.
God damn.
It's a whole town, and it's just China there.
Yeah.
No.
That's it.
They had transplanted. Like, they've actually moved. They moved dirt from China and put it in Chinatown in San Francisco.
Now, see, if we were in the studio right now, this is where I would pull my gun out and put it on the table.
You can put it on the table here. There's an active shooter, for Christ's sakes. Do you have a gun on you?
No.
Really?
No, it's not allowed.
Why not?
Not in a bar.
Is that the policy?
Someone here doesn't have their carry license.
Yeah.
All I know is
we know who to approach from the rear at an ATM from now on.
I don't know all the laws. Now, maybe that's my fault. Maybe I've got some shit in my car that I shouldn't have.
Well, luckily, in a couple of weeks, constitutional carry is going to be legal here in Texas.
Correct, correct. Right? So they're about to, well, the bill is out there right
you
now.
You still have to follow the law, though.
Yeah, you can't not follow the law.
You can't follow the law, but you can carry without a license, right? That's the bill that is being proposed right now, and people are freaking the fuck out about it. So I feel like I'm good. I feel like I'm good.
I think people are already doing it anyways.
Yes.
So
we're in Texas.
Just the next step is to give them weed, too.
Yes, weed, guns, everything.
Yeah.
That you'll be too high
weed
to shoot.
Guns. I'm on the TV right there. Look at me.
Wasn't fucking smoking weed.
It's in slow-mo.
Yes, we are watching Jared Taylor on the screen behind you right now on ESPN 2.
No, Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
Fox Sports 1.
Fuck it. I made it.
By the way, Black Rifle had an ad on Colin Coward's show this week.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Congratulations. Yeah,
they spread it out across the network, but he's one of the big ones. So
one of the biggest.
Go ahead.
Tell everybody why we are here today. We're here celebrating your show that is airing right behind everyone right now with Travis Pastrana.
This is one of those things like Travis just calls and you don't know if it's serious half the time.
Like when he asked you to go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and then I was on a plane to Puerto Rico an hour later. Yeah. And he's like, hey, bud, what do you think about P1 boats?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is a P1 boat?
I've never heard of it.
He's like, well, we're going to do a boat race. Are you in? And of course I said yes.
Yeah, obviously.
And then it turned out to be really cool because Evan actually drove our boat, and he had the second fastest lap time on the water before our boat broke. Evan was competitive.
I watched a little bit of the promos. The boats can go how fast? Like, how fast do they go?
Between 100 and 125 miles an hour.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
Are you wearing safety shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, they're doing the dunk tank right now. So they have to train you how to get out of the boat if you flip over and catch on fire.
Did anyone flip over and catch on fire?
I feel like the ocean would be a good remedy for catching on fire as well.
Yeah. It's one of those things where fire is kind of a concern, but you're also in the water.
Yeah, as long as it's not napalm or something.
But here's the funny thing is Marcus Luttrell is going, and he's been psyching everybody up the whole time. Like, because there's a lot of guys that are like Kurt Busch and Connor Daly.
NASCAR, yeah.
Connor Daly, the U.S. Air Force F1 driver.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Luttrell's boot campaign is going to be on the show tonight with Mountain Primal.
Correct.
All right. Yeah. Yes. Mountain Primal gave $100,000 live on air tonight for the boot campaign. So stay tuned for that.
There's Taylor Canfield right there. He's a Navy SEAL, but also NASCAR driver.
And then obviously Marcus Luttrell. Evan, did you drive one of these boats?
No, I was the announcer.
Oh, see, they didn't let you behind the fucking wheel at all.
Yeah, the fourth team member was Matt Frazier. Okay. So we got a professional athlete. Yeah.
Yes.
So two Navy SEALs, a Green Beret, and an athlete.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with Matt Frazier, he is the fittest man in the world.
He's won the CrossFit
seven times?
Yeah, something like that.
Legend. He's been on the show before. He's been
five
on the show.
Times.
Oh, five times.
We're the guy with the biggest nutsack of all time. Funny that no one corrects us on the Caesar salad facts, but when it comes to Matt Frazier's win record, we've got somebody ready to go with that.
CrossFit. And the guy who said it, he has the biggest nutsack I've ever seen in my entire life.
Let me tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, he's seen a lot of nutsacks.
Yeah, he has.
In my life, I've seen as many nutsacks as you could possibly see. Yours, my man, was like a fucking popple. It pulled up over. It was a kangaroo pouch.
It wasn't medium. It wasn't large. It wasn't extra large. It was size tarp.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was putting together a GP medium tent.
We were on a cruise. Yeah, we had a Drinking Bros cruise. Opening night, it was a welcoming party for everyone. You pulled out your nutsack and tucked it back over. I thought you were going to get inside of it. It was like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. I was like, holy shit. Like, he's going to wrap up in this fucking thing.
So there's our beautiful boat right there.
By the way,
myself and Evan designed that wrap. And last minute added the teeth, which I think is a good touch. As you can see, the teeth make it look really good.
Yeah, it does.
You should have put a dick on it too.
Yeah, of course there is one.
Where is the dick?
All over the bottom side of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look like I weigh 500 pounds in this fucking thing.
No, you don't. You look good. Look, it looks small. It's fine. We're all fine. There's those teeth.
Oh, God, dude. We got rocks last night. So who ends up winning the race?
I can't tell you. Hasn't aired yet.
Really?
I mean, it's airing right now.
It's airing
now.
Right now. You were there. You know.
I know.
Tell us
know.
If it's Evan, at least.
No, no. Our boat breaks. We missed the final because our boat broke. It's very sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. Yeah. I promise. It's really sad.
Keep that wide, Dan, motherfucker.
We were on track to win.
You were on track to win. What happened?
We broke the drive shaft into the boat. And so then they had a spare boat, but all of our guys were used to this boat, so they knew how to pilot it.
I don't even know how boats work.
Dude, they float.
They do float. Boats do float. Who got the fastest?
That was not helpful.
What was the fastest speed? Did they clock you on speed?
No. They clock you on the time. I want to say the fastest time was 1 minute and 17 seconds around the course.
Holy shit.
How long is the course?
See, there's Marcus there.
There's Marcus Luttrell
right
there.
Marcus crushed it. I mean, Marcus beat the Diesel Brothers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and they drive shit for a living.
Well, maybe they should stop after that.
I called Marcus. He's like, what, a boat? Fuck. What kind? Ah, fuck it.
Yeah, Marcus doesn't give a shit, dude. He'll get in anything. He was also in that rally car thing you guys did, right?
Yes.
Across the country?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have a few things coming up that are going to be quite interesting.
What do you got on tap here? Because I'm watching this shit. How do you beat this? I mean, those look like cigarette boats bringing coke over from Cuba.
Well, I mean, I can get you guys in one if you want.
I'd
rather have the coke, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about a boat. What do I care about a boat?
I'm down to get into one of these things. What else do you guys have on tap? I feel like you're always traveling around the country doing cool shit, and then you just pop up on all of my favorite channels.
Yes, in a week and a half, we leave for 12 days to film the Pastrana Triple Crown, which secret right now, but it'll be on TV in about 3 months.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's big.
All right.
It's awesome.
Where is it located? Can you tell us that?
Mississippi, Kentucky, and Maryland.
Ah, shit. All right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Craig Dulesky. He's getting married in Maryland. He's getting married out there. We had a wild one last night. I feel like these type of events that you're doing and everybody else is doing are kind of the future. We watched the Jake Paul, Ben Askren fight last night.
And it's pissing Dana White off.
It's pissing everyone off.
But they're making money hand over fist.
Yes.
What the fuck do they care?
So let me ask you.
Dana White could buy another pool next to his current pool.
Well, he's got $5 billion.
But he's got five pools.
Yeah, he's got, well... A pool doesn't cost $1 billion.
Yeah, but if you had $1 billion pool, I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wasn't there somebody, a very famous wealthy person in America that they bought a house in Puerto Rico and they said that they had a lot of gold, like physical gold bars, and he put them in the stone in his rock wall in the driveway and painted it gray?
That sounds like a movie.
No, that's real.
But I don't know.
Yeah. No, I promise it's real.
I mean, I could see it happening for sure.
I promise it's real.
Who would it be?
I forget.
Like an actor?
No, it's like a business person that had like a lot of physical gold. And to hide it, they just used it as tiles in a driveway.
In Puerto Rico.
Yeah. It's probably Pablo Escobar, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it might be, actually.
Speaking of last night and all the shit that you're doing, I feel, this is me personally, because television has slowly died, right? That everybody is coming from the internet and all the TV executives.
No, this game show fucking shit.
Yes, but all the TV executives are getting people that are famous from the internet to do these crossover events like you guys and boat racing, last night's fight between Jake Paul and Ben Askren. The numbers are sick on pay-per-view. So obviously they're going to keep fucking doing this
shit. And they're converting people that have never bought pay-per-view before.
Yeah, correct.
That are now becoming accustomed to it.
Yep.
That's why I don't understand the anger from Dana White. Dana White
should
see
be
this.
Happy about this.
Yeah, he should see this at a, hey, yes, it might be cheesy. You might think of it as selling out, but you're bringing a new generation to pay-per-view that you would never be able to convert without these internet stars.
For sure, but the other point is that they're sampling on the dependent variable here. The thing that's bringing people over is the popularity of the people involved, not the activities they're doing. It doesn't matter what Jake Paul does for pay-per-view. People are going to come watch it either way. So putting on a
wedding as a pay-per-view on YouTube.
So putting out a shitty product with two half-assed fighters with very poor production quality, that's that's the wrong answer. You could do it. There's stuff they could do that's right that'll draw a good audience that's also fucking fun to watch. That shit last night was the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life.
But he won.
He won.
Who cares if he won? He won at the bank. It doesn't matter if he won the fight or not.
But you have a clip that is shareable that goes around
the world. Yeah. And it was published last night at midnight, and then it was published everywhere this morning, everywhere.
That knockout was like when he knocked out Nate Robinson, that meme went around the world. That clip went around the world. Last night's knockout of Ben Askren, that clip went around the world. I guarantee you, everybody this morning is scrambling to sign Jake Paul.
But it's got to be embarrassing for Ben.
Deal.
Ben just got his ass kicked.
He doesn't care.
No,
he got paid.
He did. So he did a press conference last night, and he said he felt terrible, and he apologized to the world. And then all of the MMA community, DC and all those guys, DC did a video that just said, Ben, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, he didn't even try to fight
the guy. It's like having Jake Paul come and outshoot me on a range.
Yeah.
I'm like,
this was my profession.
Yeah.
This is what I was supposed to be good at.
Well, it isn't, right? Ben Askren's not a boxer. He's a fucking wrestler.
True.
Right? So
true.
It's like challenging Shaq to a free throw shooting competition.
If he outshot a JTAC, we're pretty much talking about the same thing.
Yeah, so I'd say what? Giorgio, come on up here. For real. Because he's friends with Ben Askren. We had a lot of money on this fight last night. I won a lot of money. You lost a lot of money.
You bet on Ben, huh?
It's Papa Giorgio.
You bet on Ben?
It's Ben. He trained with Ben. So looking back at it now, having a full day to digest this, what do you really think happened last night, Giorgio?
You want the God's honest truth, Ross?
Hell yeah!
Yes, dude, yes.
I think Ben was up before the seven counts. That ref had a lot of money in his pocket. And I think Triller needs to survive another show. They've got maybe one or two left in them. Then they're probably going to go bankrupt and owe someone multiple millions of dollars. And that'll be the end of that.
They'll pivot to something else.
Well,
it's some sort of NFT game.
Dan, you know about like concussions and shit like that, right?
Huh?
So concussions and everything else. When that referee looked at him at the seven count and said, are you okay? He stumbled. He moved to his left and he said, come to me over here. And then Ben stumbled to him. That's when he said, we're all done here. We're not fighting anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
There were
a lot
of Americans who paid 50 of their hard-earned dollars and got to see about a minute and a half.
Yeah, I don't care if Ben Askren lives or dies.
Right. But frankly,
so really, we should hate that ref.
But just think of how far we've come since the gladiatorial games.
That's exactly what
is in there saying you stabbed him too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that died that night was the sport of boxing. Any amateur or wannabe professional boxers ever, there's no money in it for you.
Now you're
ever
now you're fighting Jake Paul.
Yeah, it's basically when that one girl went on OnlyFans, the famous one that got $1 million in 4 hours.
Bella Thorne.
Oh yeah, Bella Thorne. Yeah, then Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
She went with Tana Mongeau.
Yeah.
And they did a joint thing.
They did.
So the
with a joint.
I paid the $50 in the DMs for it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
what was it?
You did. How was it?
It was bathing suits only. It was really.
Yeah. So they completely.
They took me.
Yeah, they
took me
you.
For my money.
Do you want to plug your OnlyFans while you're up here?
Yeah. If there's any gay Marines out there, just Giorgio on OnlyFans. I put really weird shit in my butt. I will get your rank wrong. And I promise not to text you during dinner.
He does have a lot of gay Marine fans.
I know. That's amazing.
His OnlyFans.
That's great.
Support the troops.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. Proud of you, Giorgio. So, fight-wise, what happens next then?
Dylan Danis. Jake Paul fights Dylan Danis because he's got a big internet clout like that, too.
Okay.
And then after that, who knows? Who knows, really?
Maybe McGregor.
The sky is the limit for these talented young men.
I've heard Jake Paul's really good at talking shit.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
like, he's really good
Lucas
at
was saying that for like 3 months, the only person he followed on Instagram was fucking Conor McGregor's wife.
It's true.
That's a troll move.
It's sweet. It's sweet. That's awesome. Well, Giorgio, we're sorry for your loss. For what happened. Ben apologized to the world last night.
I saw.
So
wait, you're going to be blonde soon then, right?
I am. If there's any hairdressers in the audience who would like to dye my hair for a nominal fee. And my eyebrows, I am in the market.
Yes,
hopefully
that's real.
By tomorrow during our sports recap, I will be blonde.
Correct. So Giorgio
did he
lost
lose
a bet.
Yeah,
he's going to dye his hair blonde and his eyebrows blonde, which is a fun thing. She looks shocked right there. What is it? The eyebrows that got you or the hair? Yeah. All of it.
I'm also going to bleach my anus. That wasn't part of the bet. I just, you know, thought, you know, while I'm there.
No one asked for that. No one asked for that.
Everyone asked for that.
We're going to need that on Patreon.
Yeah. I'd say what.
Have an at-home kit.
Who's, so yeah, this is your thigh-high buddy right there who makes these leg huggers.
No, not at all.
These leg huggers.
No. That is not Lance Liggett.
No. I know it's not Lance, but he makes those pants, correct?
Lance does, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Come on up on stage. Show the audience what those are. Let's bring you up. Giorgio, we'll give the microphone to...
Who made these?
So this is Jared's buddy.
Well, this is a unicorn.
We've got some Drinking Bros versions of these coming out pretty soon, actually.
These are nice.
They're in my possession.
Look at this outfit. Feel free to take your time moving across the stage in this.
Oh, man.
Really
As we say,
model it. Really
Greg at the back nine will not be sorry for this at all.
That is nice.
I'll tell you right now, dinner's been served and it's cold.
There it is. Look at that.
He looks like a fatter Benicio del Toro.
Drink it in. Drink it in.
Yeah, hey.
Go ahead and zip that one up.
There it is.
What's up, homies? Good to be back.
You've got a cup in your... thing there. What's that?
My spit cup in my pocket here. Yeah, man.
Show us how that works.
It's a hands-free device.
Spit right up in there.
Wow, look at that.
Man, that's
a man of science right there.
It's convenience, you know.
It's a man of science.
Yeah.
Hands-free.
Yeah, hands-free.
Life is all about being hands-free.
Hands-free.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that's legal.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's legal spitting while you're driving.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Hell yeah, boss.
Where do you get those sunglasses? That's very Star Trek, LeVar Burton.
Yeah, no, so I run a Facebook mullet page.
Okay.
And one of my homies
has a mullet. Yeah.
That's called the mullet that changed my life. If you have a mullet, go ahead and join it.
If
you want to have a mullet, join it. If you're a chick who likes mullets, come on and join it. But my buddy Danny Earl, he gave me these shades for freeskies, and man.
It's a sister page to the women's page, the mullet that pays me child support.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, dude. Hell fucking yeah, man.
And we're all big fans of that. This woman looks shocked. Have you ever listened to the show before? That's it right there.
What? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you seem shocked by this.
Yeah, hey, she's a new drinking bro.
Yeah, everything shocks you right now.
Sick.
We haven't even started.
We have not even gotten going yet.
Nope.
Wait till that dog. They let that dog off the chain.
Yeah.
R.I.P. DMX, by the way. But when that dog gets running loose through here.
R.I.P. Paul Walker and Harambe.
Oh, shit.
How far back are we going here?
R.I.P. to Abraham Lincoln, too.
Harambe is our Lord and Savior. Let's give him that.
Well, Harambe, Lincoln, JonBenet. These are all a lot of very influential people.
JBR, by the way, we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of Harambe. What are you doing that night?
Yeah, so my biggest thing is that no one knows that zoos do not allow animals to grow mullets. Harambe was a big mullet enthusiast, but the Cincinnati Zoo, it's an undisclosed thing. They don't let him grow a mullet, you know? Harambe loved mullets, so what I do is just live in his realm and grow my mullet out, because Harambe loved him, and he was murdered before he can grow his out, because the zoos in all of America do not let animals grow mullets because they'll be too powerful.
So you should just sneak into the zoo and give them a haircut.
Yeah.
I might
find yourself an orangutan.
Yeah, because they're pretty safe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're fine. They won't rip your arms off and beat your dick to death.
Now, once they see my flow, dude, they're going to be like, this guy's chill as fuck.
Yeah. No,
they'll let me flow them into existence, man.
So you've been on the show before. Last time you were on, I asked if you were single. And the question, it's obvious. I mean, the answer is yes,
It's fucking shocking. But yeah, I am still single.
It really is. It really is.
It's a fucking surprise. But
how?
Yeah,
is there one woman out there that is looking for a guy like this? Just a quick show of hands.
There it is. Everyone.
Not one.
I saw a bunch.
Not one single hand is gone.
They're contemplating. They're contemplating.
Yeah. I don't know.
They just want to say it in front of their friends.
Homegirl just took off her sunglasses and she said,
she's like,
no.
I gotta see some more.
She's rocking a sick tie-dye. She's down. Yeah.
She was trying to look. You took off your fucking sunglasses. No. It's still a hard no, right?
Like a fucking detective.
Take your pants off. Awesome.
I see someone like him with a guy like Michael Eisner.
the former president of Disney?
Yeah.
Michael Eisner's not even gay.
He's dead, right?
Yeah. You know why?
Wait, no, he's
his boyfriend.
Dead? Michael Eisner's not dead, is he?
I don't know.
He may as well be.
At this point,
yeah,
you know.
Fuck him.
So you're saying I banged him to death?
Yeah.
Probably.
You knocked the brakes off that guy.
One of those gorillas.
Yeah. My God.
Like, I'll have sex with anything, ever, anyone. Let me know.
Yeah, let him know. Let him know. If you're out there, I think this girl's finally starting to come around to the other side. Yeah. Are you divorced? Yeah, you're divorced. I could tell.
Oh, so that's,
I could tell.
That's the
Who
best
are we asking you if
I'm
he's
not
been
saying
pegged
what it
yet?
Was, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you been pegged yet?
No.
You
dude,
pegged?
Courtney, that Courtney from last show, yeah. She added me as a friend on Facebook like last week. I keep tagging her like, hey, fucking peg me, you fucking asshole. And she still hasn't yet.
That's a common text in our millennials.
Common text.
Yeah.
A couple people just walked out after that. Good to see you. We're live from Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Ice House downtown. We're literally on 6th Street. Some people are very appalled that
Jessica
just walked out. A couple of older people here. Hey, we appreciate you being on the show. We'll grab somebody else from the crowd.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary. Okay. Gary, come on up, buddy. Come on up. Gary Brugman is here. Yeah, come on up, buddy.
Gary Busey.
Come on around the bend here. Gary was on the show a couple months ago. In case you don't know who Gary is, he was recently pardoned by President Donald Trump, who is still my president. He got a full pardon. However, when he went to receive the pardon, it was the day of the insurrection, and they pulled him into another room in the White House.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show, Gary.
Thanks, brother.
You're a Texan through and through. You've lived here for many years, correct?
About 25 years, since 1998.
So I wanted to ask you about a poll that came out this morning of who would win the next job as governor of Texas. And the poll came out and said Matthew McConaughey, 45-25 over wheelchair Governor Abbott.
I don't know about that.
I mean, Texas is a red state, and I think it's going to stay that way. And McConaughey is loved. He's a great guy, but I don't think he can pull off winning governor of Texas.
But who says McConaughey is not a Republican? Like, we don't know. Nobody knows what he is.
He says he's not. Yeah, no, but I don't think he can pull it off. I really don't.
I don't either.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think he would run?
You know, he said the other day that he wasn't sure, but I think he's got the balls to do it. I just don't know if he's one of those guys that likes to win, and I don't know if he'd do it without knowing he's going to win.
I think he's better off as mayor of Austin, to be honest.
You know what? That would be a good job for him.
I would love to see that.
Real good job for him.
Governor's too much work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that is a 18-hour-a-day job. Fuck that shit, man. I want to see him still create art. He can still do it as mayor of Austin.
Yeah.
This guy Adler is a fucking cunt, too.
And apparently, if you're mayor, you can just go to Cabo whenever you want. So, shit. I mean, I guess it's fine.
Or if you're a senator.
Or I was going to say senator
for that. If it was snowing and my power was out, I'd be like, I'm going somewhere.
Hashtag APEC.
Yeah.
Is that where you're at now? All politicians are cunts. Are we done with it? Gary?
I'm more like an MPAC. Most. Not all, but most.
Okay. MPAC.
Yeah. Who are the good ones? Because like I feel like we see you everywhere. Shit, you were actually doing an event here, I think, with Chad Prather. Is Prather really running
Prather.
For governor?
Oh, he's
Prather.
Having
Prather.
Prather. Sorry.
Prather.
Sorry Chad about Prather. My pronunciation. We all know that I'm terrible at it. Who gives a shit? Is Chad really running for governor? Is that true?
Right. As of now, he is. He's making a bunch of campaign stops. He's got an actual full-blown campaign going. He's a great guy. He helped me out a lot when I was getting my pardon. Did as much as he could. So I'm supporting him 100%. And, I mean, he's fantastic. He's got some good views. Now, whether he's got the time, that's a whole different story because he already said he's had to give up his whole career in order to do it. So
right. Now, he's just trying to write a book. Let's be real.
You think so?
Yeah. It's fine. He's funny as shit, so I don't care.
I'm not. That's the thing.
He's got the greatest views. I like everything that he says, and I stand behind him 100%.
He's a funny guy.
But when people run anymore, I don't really know what the reasoning is behind it, right? Because Schultz, the fucking Starbucks guy,
yeah.
When he ran for president,
he just wanted to write a book.
Yeah, he had a fucking book coming out, and it sold a lot of books, and then he was like, ah, cool, I'm dropping out of the race, and I'm not doing this shit.
Yay.
So you never know what people's motives are anymore, and it's getting weird out there. I wonder if he could win. He's got a shit ton of followers and all that stuff.
And that's another thing, because believe it or not, as much wrong as I believe Abbott has done, he still has a huge following.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was the lieutenant governor. He was the AG, and he's just got this huge following that it's going to be hard to beat.
Well, I mean, basically, just stairs will beat him.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
because he's in a fucking wheelchair. God damn it! Come on,
wheelchair.
Guys.
Well, man, big fan.
Fuck all you assholes.
Big fan of Governor Wheelchair.
He's done a lot in that wheelchair, brother.
Yeah, he does. Shit. We were watching wheelchair boxing on.
Oh yeah, it was really good.
On YouTube.
And there's another one that's where they get a taser.
Yes.
A boxing glove and a taser.
And a taser.
What is that? It's called something like Thunderball or some stupid shit.
Yeah, it's with the taser.
It's like it's rugby but with tasers. Shut the fuck up about rugby, asshole. It's rugby
with tasers.
Yeah.
Rugby with tasers, I like. Last night, the intermission during the Jake Paul fight was Russian slap fighting. Slap fighting. Did you watch that?
That is harsh.
Yeah, and to be honest, Ric Flair was not prepared for that.
No.
He didn't understand what was happening there. He looked like Joe Biden on a fucking press conference.
He got pushed around into that where it was like, hey, you're going to go out and do this thing.
Yeah.
And he was probably like, woo, woo, what is it?
Well, he only says woo.
Yeah, but the look of shock on his face... When these grown 450-pound men were slapping each other, he clearly didn't know what the fuck he was getting into.
No.
No.
Certainly not. But
no.
Not for 1 second.
Because homeboy got knocked out and went to the ground. Yeah. And when he went to the ground, I was like, oh, shit, he's out. Like, that's real.
Cool.
That's real.
It didn't look nice.
No. But it got me to think, all right, was that going to be the next fucking thing that pops up?
Bro, speaking
probably
of Rick
right
here, I've been following him since I was, like, 12 years old. You know, I mean, the guy's, like, ancient.
Yeah, he's old as shit. Well, I mean,
listen, I saw something recently that needs to be a new sport, and it was army guys in an aviation battalion that were in a hangar.
Okay.
And they had strung across like industrial sized like bungee cords about this thick.
Right.
And they had cocked them back with them sitting on rolling chairs and then fired each other into each other. The chairs exploded, and they most likely both got concussions. But
nice.
I would watch that.
Yes.
I would watch that all day long.
I would fucking watch that endlessly.
You put football pads on them, we're good.
Yeah, yeah. So let me, hey, Gary, you're a normal dude. Did you watch that fight last night?
I did not. I was taking care of mom, unfortunately. But no.
That's what I was curious about. Is it just kids? Like, where are these pay-per-view numbers coming from?
Nope.
Kids.
Yeah, right?
Well, it's not necessarily kids, but it's just sheer numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have somebody, like, what's Jake Paul's subscriber base on YouTube? There's also nothing going on right now, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Double digits of millions.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you're just able...
These motherfuckers are sampling on the dependent variable. They think big numbers means big success. Big numbers means you have a lot of audience. But if you don't want subscriber burn off of these fucking pay-per-views, you have to do shit that people actually care about. And to be honest, nobody gives a fuck about any of that shit that happened last night except for that last knockout.
They did like that.
But all the stuff before that sucked.
You're missing this entire massive demographic out there, though, of guys like me that's like, oh, $50? Yeah, I want to see Jake Paul get his ass kicked by a world-renowned, world-class fighter.
So if they made the rest of that six-hour broadcast actually worth watching, they would get both of those audiences, the dumb TikTok kids plus everybody else that wants to see cool shit.
Well, it's probably like everything else. Yeah, you got to dumb TikTok kids.
So we'll see the next two or three that Georgie was talking about that are going to come out. If they improve the production quality, this might actually become something.
Yeah,
real, right?
Yeah.
Or it might be a short burn, and either way, they don't care because they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Jake has kind of shown the chops. That's like, okay, who's going
to
take me seriously?
Because you guys keep fucking this up. Fight one real boxer.
So that's an interesting question, because everybody said that today. Fight a real boxer. Mm-hmm. The problem with it is there is nobody on his level besides a Canelo or... I guess Tyson Fury, or whatever. When you say on his level,
you mean popularity-wise, not talent-wise.
Correct. So if you're just going for the most amount of money in these things, it's got to be somebody else, because there isn't very many famous boxers.
No, you're right. You can't put a decent boxer against him and pay that guy a fraction of what you're paying Jake.
Correct.
Yeah, because you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So you really are stuck.
Well, I don't know. It worked with Conor Mayweather, to be honest.
I mean, Conor made
about a third of what Mayweather did.
Correct. And that's my point. Floyd Mayweather is now fighting Logan Paul next.
Yeah.
So what happens?
That's real.
That is real.
That one's going to be super boring though, because Mayweather's going to point him to death over the court. Like, it's going to be
because he knows the sport.
Yeah, he's the best. Like, he's the best like point boxer of all time. There's right. not nobody's even close to this guy.
Right.
You can't. There's nothing you can do to beat him.
But once that fight is out there, it is a real boxer against a fucking YouTube celebrity. And then I think you'll have some metrics
lose.
On it.
Like, Logan's going to lose that.
Yeah, but are we no all going to watch it?
Yes.
I'll watch
yes,
that.
We are. I'll be in your lap watching that fight.
I'll watch that one.
Yeah.
I'll watch that one with great curiosity, actually.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Absolutely. But, you know, like, when UFC first started, like, UFC, like, 1, 2, and 3, it was all the different martial arts.
Yeah, nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
Nobody knew what was
like
happening.
Gracie was doing their thing. Dan Severn and all
Shamrock,
those guys.
Tank Abbott.
Yeah, Tank Abbott. When they asked him if he trained for the fight, he's like, I went to bars and gotten some fights.
Yeah, we talked
to Chuck about that. Chuck Liddell, who's on our network now, he said that his biggest strength was having trained in both wrestling in high school and college, and then kickboxing. He went straight into kickboxing into K-1 and shit afterwards.
Right.
So he was one of the only guys in the mid-90s that actually had multiple experience.
Skills.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. Right now, it's developed into this whole thing. It's like kids are getting into MMA, not karate or jiu-jitsu or whatever the fuck, kickboxing or that shit. They're getting into MMA in middle school now.
Yeah.
Like your kids.
Because it's becoming... A huge sport, and boxing is kind of dying. This is the only thing that's keeping it kind of alive right now.
Well, boxing has only lived as long as it has because there was not a great alternative.
That is true.
It's boxing is boring as shit, and it's media is all about stars. It's about faces and heels. That's why wrestling does so well. You hate some people and you love some people. It's why college football and basketball continue to do really well despite the product receiving and fucking value, right?
Yes.
Because people care about faces. I want to hate Michigan and love Ohio State, for example. Like, that's all it's about. I want to hate the Yankees. I want to love the Red Sox. That's all it's about. And in boxing, who are those personalities now? Like that whole whole Canelo versus Triple G thing was a big deal because that was going to be the first time in a long time that a lot of people loved this guy and a lot of people loved this guy and they hated the other guy, but the fucking matches were bullshit.
Yeah.
They were so good against each other that they were basically draws in a lot of cases. So that you can't have that. You got to fucking match the shit up. And that's what makes Dana White the best promoter in the history of U.S. sports. He's the best at being thoughtful about how he matches people up and how he develops talent and shit.
And I agree. So where does Dana go with this? Because he does have a boxing license.
He definitely should not be pissed. This should be the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Like, what is there to be pissed about?
He can 10x his money over the next 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are watching. Yeah.
Speaking of Dana White, he will actually be on our network tomorrow night. Chuck Liddell and Adam Ray are interviewing him. Tomorrow night, it was actually 2 days before this fight happened, so it was pre-recorded. I would have loved to get his thoughts on it, but that episode will air tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on Drinking Bros Podcast on this very YouTube channel. I would have loved to got his afterthoughts on that because, Jesus Christ, it's pretty crazy.
We will.
If we were on YouTube, by the way, I would bring this guy with a huge nutsack on stage to show this thing. Would you do it in front of strangers? Knowing what this
audience... He did it in front of about 300 people last night.
But I'm going to go give me another drink. Yeah.
It was a sealed environment.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gary.
We appreciate you stopping by, dude. Appreciate you being here, buddy. Austin Talley, come on up. Come on up, Austin Talley.
Yeah, Austin.
Shirt bar. Come on in. Are those the Back to the Future shoes? Are they really?
No.
They look cool. I like them.
LeBron James.
Marty
no shit.
LeBron
James. I think it's LeJon Brames, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Nope.
All right.
No. Jared was just leaned over and he goes, was it LeBron James that died in a helicopter crash? Nope. Nope. Wrong Laker. That was definitely Kobe Bryant. That's how much Jared knows about basketball. It was Michael Jordan. That's what you would hear next. But if you ask him about some rally car driver in fucking Mississippi, he'd tell you his name.
Croatia.
Yeah. You'd know that right away. Austin Talley, thanks for having us here. You were back open at full capacity, correct?
Yes, we are. As soon as that was announced on Texas Independence Day, March 2nd, I was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
You were like, yep, done.
Not one person is wearing a mask. I didn't even bother to bring one. What is the stance on that?
Well, it's been going on since March the 10th, and where's the spike is a good question.
There isn't one.
We flattened that curve.
Did we after 15 days?
Instead of 15 days, it's 15 months. Yeah, we flattened that curve, so we're doing good.
Yeah. I feel like we've been flattening the curve for 2 years. where it's just like
we're gonna be doing it for four more.
I've been gleaming the cube actually.
Oh, have you?
Gleaming the cube. Oh, yeah, Christian Slater. It was a skateboard movie back in 1991. If you don't know,
it's one of the films that actually popularized skateboarding in America. You probably watched this shit as a child.
100%.
Then you wasted your time in fucking middle and high school doing that instead of you know, drugs like I did.
Oh yeah. You're right. A lot
you
of time.
Should have done drugs, dude. Telling you.
So it looks like
both of us ended up on the same stage.
Yeah, sure. There it is.
So whether you like drugs or sports, you can still talk about buttholes for a living.
Yes. Either one is fine. Austin, has there been any pushback? What's the real shit? Because you own a business. Like, what is it like in downtown Austin? Because people still have questions. Everybody's kind of keeping a mask near their side. What's the real answer to all this shit?
Well, so from the consumer, it's exactly what we wanted, which is the decision is at the business owner and at the consumer.
Yeah.
And they come in and they're like, hey, what's your policy on masks? I'm like, you do what you want to do. And they literally jerk that mask off and shove it in their bag or shove it in their pocket. But from a government perspective, the state is saying no holds bar. Go
do what
be
you want.
Fruitful, yes, fruitful business owners.
Be fruitful and multiply is the phrase you were looking for.
And then you have people like Atler, who hasn't run a business in his entire life, and he's doing everything possible to damper our ability to be successful, to include now sicking every government department under his authority after us, whether it be Austin Health or code enforcement to go after our decibels. So we decided to go around them, and we're at the state level trying to pass a bill, HB 3813. That way the state controls decibels, and it's a fair across the board until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's been the argument across the board, though.
Yes.
Give us a standard.
Yes.
Across the board. Yeah. That isn't bias, and that's why the mask thing has been bullshit.
You're
since
just
the beginning.
Talking about Facebook now.
Yeah.
Whether I'm in San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, or Austin, Texas, I want it to be a fair across the board so I can have easy entry to market and no barriers and be fruitful.
I've got a good anecdote for this. I was talking to somebody about it before.
Listen, you say annex?
Anecdote.
Like you're going to steal his property? You're trying to steal Austin's property right now?
No.
Annexing him?
I might. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, never know. We'll see how the day goes.
Yeah, we'll see how the day goes. No,
I mean, he's got a checkbook.
Holy shit, it's Ross's twin.
There it is.
Just walked in. Did you see that?
Well, that guy looks like 30 years younger than Ross.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get him
a little bit more in shape.
We'll get him up here.
So,
yeah, fucking A. Thanks for this camera.
He's got the same glasses, everything.
Jesus Christ.
Here's my
anecdote. I love this guy.
I was talking to somebody about this earlier. If I get on an elevator and somebody's already wearing the mask, I'll put mine on because I don't want them to feel like they're in danger if they feel that way.
Yep.
And if they're not wearing it, I'm not going to put mine on because I don't want them to feel like I feel like they're endangering me. Right? The short answer is to think about other people before yourself, probably, right?
Yes.
Don't be a fucking cunt. It says it right here on my fucking shirt, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't be a fucking cunt.
So let me ask you, Jared, because we're in Austin. You have Black Rifle Coffee that is open in Burney, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
What is the stance there when you walk into the coffee shop?
They've never had the mask rule ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's Mason's store.
Well, it's connected to a gun shop, so...
Yeah. Mason essentially...
They don't like people
whatever.
With masks on coming into a gun shop, probably.
Well, I mean...
No shit.
But Bernie also... They didn't play these games. They were like, what? Huh? No, we don't know any of that.
Well, it's called nullification. When you look at a higher authority and say, hey, your rule's fucking stupid, like with weed. Everybody's like, the federal government, you think that weed is the same as meth and cocaine. Sweet. You're stupid. We're not going to listen to you ever again.
Yeah.
That's basically how that goes.
You've played your cards.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, you're dumb. Get out of here.
Yeah, but is it the city council, I guess, is what I'm asking. Like, is it just having a different city council?
Well, yeah.
What's the answer?
When you go to city government, just like Austin is saying, like, city government can be fucking corrupt and fucked up just like anything else. Like, and that's what you were seeing. You're seeing fucking Austin's mayor try to out progressive, out left, out politic, everybody else to show how amazing it's about your safety. But like you just said, he's never owned a business in his life.
Yeah.
Guess what, Nadler? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yes.
When is he up for re-election?
Oh, no, no, no. He's hit his term limits. He is gone.
Oh, so he's out.
But unfortunately, we have people that are cut from the same cloth as stupid that may be running when he gives them the nod here in November 2020, too.
Yeah, well, luckily, we're here now.
Yeah, we are. So,
and luckily, we know how to make political ads.
Exactly. So who should we be supporting then?
Matthew
McConaughey. Do you know anybody who's running for Austin mayor?
Well, you know, I think a lot of things will change when the May 1st vote for Prop B passes.
Yeah.
If it passes, then I think there are going to be a lot of potential candidates that are more moderate or maybe a little more conservative leaning, but also moderate mindset when it comes to independent rights, that there'll be more to choose from. But if Prop B doesn't pass May 1st, then it doesn't matter. There's going to be another Attler in office.
Prop B is...
So Prop B bans homeless camping anywhere they want.
There you go.
And
that needs to pass.
You know, if the city of Austin bought 7 hotels on taxpayer dollars, that the homeless population that have increased by 50% in just the last year, they would be staying at those hotels for the millions of dollars that were spent on them. But, you know, we've been sold this lie once before at Highland Park Mall.
The same lie got sold in Salt Lake City in 2011, by the way.
Yeah.
And it failed.
How's Salt Lake City doing?
It failed miserably. So what they figured out that it costs about $11,000 per year to deal with a homeless person if you include medical expenses and then police and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we can get these apartments for $11,000 a year. We're going to do that. And they gave them to them. They fucking basically burned the place down and did heroin.
Yep.
Right? So the solution is to treat the fucking problem and not the symptom.
Yep.
Homelessness is a symptom of a bunch of other bullshit that's happening.
Meaningful solutions to problem sets. Yeah. And that's not what they're doing. So they rather have them camp out in front of business properties and people's residents, and they can break in and steal 12 bottles of alcohol and go live it up. But, you know, that's Mayor Adler.
Oh, yeah. I saw a really good meme today, actually. It was Nike's running a sale. If you use the promo code BLM, you get 100% off.
Yes. Everything is...
you just knock the window out and walk inside and take tennis shoes. 100%
off. The promo code BLM. We had two LAPD cops that were here. They're gone now, so I can talk about them.
Yeah, they're out pistol whipping people in the street.
No. They actually had to fly home. But I chatted with them for a little bit, and they were like, hey, you know, you lived in Los Angeles. And I go, yeah. And they go, what do you think of Austin versus Los Angeles? And I said, look, if you don't clean up some of the homelessness and some of the shit that's going on now with the same politics that are here already, this will be like Los Angeles in 10 years, because Los Angeles is a shithole, and this city's beautiful. Ooh. It's too beautiful to let that happen here, and that's what I'm concerned about.
It's happening because of bad policy.
Yes.
And lack of leadership.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, they weren't doing anything meaningful. So
get on that.
Yeah. There it is. You turned it down.
They weren't doing anything meaningful. So I'm like, I always hated working with people in the military, and I hated working people as an entrepreneur, as an employee, that only identify problems but don't give me 3 solutions. Yeah. And that's what this city council does. They identify problems and they create 3 more problems.
Identifying problems creates soundbites.
Yes.
And that's how you get reelected.
And then that's what Mayor Adler does. He says, you know, but we care. And I'm like, you know what?
I don't want to hear that.
Once you go care in your high-rise condo and shut up.
Go watch a movie like 13 Monkeys and shit and listen to the parallels that you hear. 12 Monkeys.
Yeah. 12 Monkeys, yeah. I think the 13th one died.
Fuck it.
I think it was
the reboot.
Brad Pitt was the 13th monkey, I believe.
He was the 13th monkey.
V for Vendetta. When you start listening to when you're in an airport and you hear the repeat of put on your mask, it's not about you, it's about others. Yeah. Like, this is fucking full-blown propaganda.
Yeah. But the funny thing about it is 15 years ago, the people that are on the left would have been seeing the exact same thing with slightly different circumstances, and now people on the right are seeing it. Maybe it's not left versus right. Maybe it's people who want to do what the fuck they want to do and have these assholes that are basically the fucking capital from goddamn the Hunger Games telling them what to do every fucking day.
Yes, or
like, stay the fuck out of my life, asshole.
What was that one movie where the dude does gun karate?
Oh, yeah, Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Yeah,
this is a perfect example of where we're headed. Yeah.
It's a good movie. Good movie.
Yeah, so I hope it changes. We'll see what changes, but there's no names in the hat yet for Austin Mayor.
If we see May 1st go the way it should, and I think early voting actually starts tomorrow until the 26th, if Prop B passes, you never know. I know a few people have asked me to run, but it's going to be a $3 to $5 million race. It's going to be the most expensive mayoral race in American history. And
why is
we'll
that?
See what happens.
And I guess that's what I was getting to. Why is that? Is it because
mayor's making $5 million?
No.
We raised $1.5 million to fucking make a weird ass movie like 5 years ago. I'm pretty sure we could raise $3 million.
But I think because of Tesla moved here, all these Silicon Valley companies have moved here. What he's saying is it's going to cost about $5 million. Per candidate to run in that race.
We didn't know who's running, so we could pick our person.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And all those businesses are going to want somebody who cares about the economy flourishing and obviously probably tax incentives. But I think our community should get somebody who cares about serving their needs because it's public service. If they're not serving their needs, then, don't be in office.
Yeah, we'll find out what happens.
Yeah.
We will find. It's coming up.
May 1st.
May 1st. We will find out.
That is around the corner.
Happens, Austin. As I look out across all the bars here on 6th Street right now, it seems like most of them are kind of the same. Are you friends with all the owners of these other places?
Yeah, the we kind of have a small community of like a brotherhood and kind of family ties. And that's
Michael
just,
J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox,
bro.
Dude. R.I.P.
Yeah.
No, he's not dead.
He's alive.
He's not dead. He's alive.
He's just really shaky.
He's alive. Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah. But Patrick Swayze's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead. He got AIDS. Yeah, but
I don't think it was AIDS.
Oh, no, it's cancer. You're
cancer,
right,
cancer, yeah.
But Michael J. Fox, just don't give him your Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah.
He'll fuck it up.
Yeah. So all these guys, you guys are all homies?
Yeah, we compete. We rather compete on a level playing field than just watch each other go out of business, and that's what happened. 40% went out of the business. Restaurant bars closed in Texas and breweries. So we all are happy that we survived and are surviving gracefully. And so we kind of have that, the military mindset that you build a bond, sucking up, they suck together. Yeah. So that's kind of what happened. We build a bond, sucking it up.
Man, that's nice. Congratulations. We're amped that you were able to stay in business. Tell everybody your hours and what's coming up for you.
We're open 7 days a week. We do live music 7 days a week. We're open at 4 o'clock till 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're open at noon.
Ah, shit! All right.
Until question marks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys do comedy here too, right?
Yeah, we do comedy. Right now, we have two confirmed solid shows that have been consistent on Monday and Wednesday. Mm. I've opened it up to a few other comics to include Gio, that I give them some slots. So hopefully, we'll have comedy 5 days a week here and live music 7 days a week.
I want to come do it.
Yeah, hey, Giorgio does it. Yeah. You're here every week.
I'll do it with Giorgio.
Yeah.
Tell me a joke, bitch.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, Gio comes on stage on Wednesdays from
10 o'clock to midnight.
Wednesdays, 10 o'clock to midnight.
He wants a joke?
Yeah.
My existence.
There it is. There it is. And if you watched last night's show, that's a good joke.
I know that's true because I pay a salary.
Second joke. My bank account after last night.
He owes he bet Xander live on air last night.
Hey,
$1,000. Oh, God.
Don't take stock advice from Gio.
Why would you do that?
Or fight ticket advice.
Actually, his stock advice is good. The fight stuff, not
so much.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes.
It's ebbs and flows. You go on runs, you go on, yeah. Somebody last night was like, oh, you lost the last couple. I was like, motherfucker, I can't win every goddamn thing. But last night we won and it was glorious. It was fucking glorious.
I'll tell you right now, I got a new thing.
What's your new thing?
When people ask me what I do, I just say egg layer. And then I change the subject to wait to see if they'll come back to it.
Oh, what are you?
Now you're saying egg.
I'm an egg layer.
Layer.
Anyway, yeah. So I was at IKEA the other day. She's like, "Did you say egg layer?" Yeah, yeah. We're off right now for the next 14 days, but then it's laying season, and then it's game on, and then you just go right back into a new conversation.
How long is laying season?
Oh, that's wild, dude. Like 7-8 months.
Yeah, long time. Yeah. Long time. You gotta lay and then go.
Dude,
back.
Yeah, it's tiring, dude.
So what do you do in the off season to get prepared to lay eggs again?
You think about Christmas.
Christmas Abbott or just
no,
Christmas?
Just Christmas.
No, oh. No, just
yeah, you got to think about the holidays.
Yeah, think about
you're,
the holidays.
You're laying, man. That's a lot of energy.
It is.
I would
you know what
so,
it is to create something that shoots.
No, and then you got to sit on it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we have no responsibility.
We got heat lamps for that.
After the egg is laid, we have no responsibility.
The egg is laid. It is taken away from a team of scientists. I don't know their names.
No.
Yeah.
No need.
You're not allowed.
No need. Yeah. It's like China. It's like Wuhan. We
it's
don't need
separation
to know the
scientists. Of church
and state. They might be dead.
Yeah. So this is the sixth year I've been taking these experimental drugs as a job.
Yeah. By the way, you're doing something fucking awesome right now. You rented out ad space in a magazine for the most ridiculous ads of all time.
Well, yes.
I saw an ad of you advertising karate.
Free karate lessons.
Free karate lessons,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and it's horse karate because Mr. Caleb Francis and myself are grandmasters of a new art called horse karate because we believe if you can kick the shit out of a horse, you can kick the shit out of half a dozen men.
Let me stop you. So is horse karate karate developed by horses? Karate, wait.
No.
Karate used against horses or karate that you just use the name?
Karate, karate used against horses. But then, this is our money-making entrepreneurial genius. Caleb and I offer the only law office for horses if your horse has been injured in a karate accident.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So you're basically...
We are also horse lawyers.
You're creating demand and then solving that demand in the back.
Yes, and then we are also a horse meat market if your horse has recently lost litigation.
Yes. Yep. Or if you lost a life in a karate accident.
You've got to open up a glue situation.
You see how this is a self-licking ice cream cone.
You know, horse hooves are also used for glue and for gelatin, like Jell-O.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks, before Bill Cosby's whole rape thing, by the way, everybody thought he was such a great dude. No, he was murdering horses for years to make Jell-O.
Yeah.
The only thing you can't do is have a horse fuck you, obviously. That video was
still
the worst I've ever seen on the internet of all time. Yeah. But by the way, everything I'm saying is totally true. You showed me the ads for this. How long did you rent out ad space in that magazine?
I bought a full page ad for a year under the deal that I'm allowed.
For a year?
Yes, a whole year.
I'm allowed to advertise whatever I want as long as it doesn't have nudity, profanity, or poop.
Yes.
Wait, poop?
Poop, yeah, you can't.
I'm just saying what the rules were in the meeting.
But it's a real magazine. It's
but
Bernie
magazine.
What would you advertise with poop?
No, no, no. It wasn't that I wanted. She gave me the rules of the magazine.
No, I got
she
that.
She gave them that, yeah.
But why?
Yeah.
Like, who tried to advertise what? Where they had to add poop to the list
She just
of
knew
no-go's.
Where I was probably going eventually.
I see.
Yeah. It was more like that.
You are really into poop.
What about that magic potty? So you couldn't, like, market
Squatty
that.
Potty.
Squatty
potty.
No. I think you could advertise that, but no. She just knew.
Their poop is all rainbow ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fine with it.
Long as it's colorful.
They're fucking mermaids, too.
What's the next ad you have coming out? Are you sticking with the karate, horse karate theme, or is it
No.
It's going to be the energy.
I can't show all of you right now, but I'll show Rosh real quick so you can see.
Cool. Because, by the way, these ads are professionally shot by, like, real photographers. It looks like a fucking Marlboro ad.
So,
look in this magazine.
So this
you're like,
is going
wait,
on
what?
A billboard on Highway 46.
Is this the new energy product?
JT's Big Money Wealth Management Services.
No fucking way.
It's me with a grill and a tracksuit and some money.
And a grip of money. That's a real thing. How much does it cost to rent a billboard?
Oh, it's not that much.
Nah, you know.
It's like fucking $1,600 a month.
Yeah, pretty much. $1,600, $2,000 a month.
This is what happens when people get rich and then they get to do awesome shit like this. This is what I want to see in this world.
That's my favorite part about drinking, bro. The more money we make, the more danger you're all in.
Yeah. It's just going to be a bunch
danger,
of fucked up
the more
shit.
Entertained well, you're going to be.
Exactly.
Like, people fucking jump out of airplanes and go bungee jumping. It's technically danger, but it's really
as
not.
As soon as I've got enough money, the fucking stadium's be renamed Human Dog Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, you laugh, but Barstool Sports actually put in a bid for the Buffalo Bills Stadium, and they were denied of that because of their content.
They also tried to buy one of the fucking football games, right? college football bowls, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
In Costa Rica or whatever the
Correct.
Fuck it was?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
It was like $500,000, but they wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, they wouldn't give
but
it to him.
But they should. Do you know how like this whole thing, as much as I hate this whole Jake Paul bullshit, if they had let Barstool get involved down there, that would have blown up the fucking mid-major
yes,
bowls.
Yes, it would have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And made
yeah.
them relevant again for the first time in fucking 30 years.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't do it. So they're out. Look,
but little by little, right? It's happening. Pat McAfee just joined WWE, so he's yeah. the host on Friday Night SmackDown. So more and more, you're seeing these podcast hosts, yeah. personalities, end up doing real shit, and I think it's awesome.
I think I should take over Ellen's show.
That'd be great.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Fucking
I
Ellen.
Think we should push forward with Gay Island.
Gay Island?
Yeah. Remember yeah. that idea?
Yeah, I remember yeah. all your ideas. Yeah.
Tell the audience what that is.
What are you saying? No, that's a secret. There's contracts and stuff signed.
There's no NDA.
Yes,
for
there
that.
Is.
No, you're
he
fine.
He knows about Gay Island.
Yeah. What's great. Gay Island?
I can't tell you.
Yeah.
All I know is that no one's technically gay on the island.
Yeah. But you have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, are they fucking each other
nope,
or not
no,
fucking each other?
Nope.
Yeah, no,
no. No, you don't know about Gay Island.
So
you obviously weren't in that meeting.
No. Yeah.
You missed that day.
I was
because
not
all of
meeting.
Us were there.
Yeah.
So, we no, there. If nobody's fucking on Gay Island, why is it called Gay Island?
God damn it, Ross. God, stop asking questions.
Yeah, these are things that are proprietary pieces yeah. of information.
Is it just Bravo on every TV? Like, but I got to know what makes it Gay Island. Like,
speaking
what is
of that, Queer Eye was in town last weekend filming here in Austin.
Yes, yes,
the,
they were.
The new iteration. I look.
They
I'm,
weren't
I,
at my house.
I like the old guys. I don't know about these new dicks. I don't know.
You gotta mix it up here and there because the first one started, what, 20 years ago?
It's
yeah.
Been
yeah.
A while,
it's been yeah. a while, yeah. So you gotta get some new gay guys in there. That's all right. The one guy was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and fucking killed it, by the way. He destroyed yeah. it.
When are we gonna do the opposite? Where we show up to kind of a flamboyant gay's house, we're like, come on, we're going to get in a bar fight.
I'd be down.
What's that called?
Listen,
though?
We need you to grow a beard. We're cutting the sleeves off your shirt. All this bullshit in your closet is in the garbage. Let's go get in a fight and smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
It's like, then he wakes up, passed out. Sorry, bro, you got some girl pregnant.
What do you yeah. call it? Coors Light Eye for the queer guy?
What?
It's Coors Light Eye for the queer guy.
Yeah, 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 right? Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah.
Be fucking great. Because yeah. hillbillies can be gay, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a hillbilly out there, don't feel like you can't be gay. It's
I
fine.
Feel like that's a big problem in America. Almost like the zoo's not allowing mullets.
Yep.
There's a lot of hillbillies out there, particularly in West Virginia, that can't be gay.
Yeah, they're just not allowing
yeah.
it. They are just not allowing enough hillbillies to be gay. But we're not talking about it enough. We're not talking about it enough.
I think I
but
saw
that's
Burt
why we started.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds' movie that kind of contradicts that, though.
Well,
you saw Deliverance?
Bit. Yeah, you know.
The HBFC. The Hillbilly Gay Fun Club. they already have it. It's already developed.
Deliverance wasn't about gay. It was about dominance.
And if you don't
understand that, you're not dominant, goddammit, which means you're in danger.
Yeah. Yes,
this being
you
on
are
the stage
in danger,
right now,
Austin.
Danger. Yes.
Yeah,
I've seen Dan side eyeing you all night.
I've been side eyeing pretty well. Yeah.
Has the guy been caught yet? Do we have any updates on whether or not that guy's been caught?
No.
Okay.
He's still.
Do we have to send Dan out into the streets? Are they saying no?
He's
still out there.
I'll probably go take a nap.
Yeah, you don't feel like killing anybody today?
Well, I always feel like it, but...
He feels like France in World War II right now.
Wait. There was a fucking... No. There was one platoon of French dudes on horseback that took down a company of 3rd Panzer Division tanks.
Well... Listen, let's get them on the show. Are they alive?
No, they're all dead.
Okay.
Because that was 80 years ago.
R.I.P. them and Paul Walker, obviously. You know, we'll lump them all into the same category. Austin Talley, since you were kind enough to let us do a live show today.
Thank you.
For Jared's events on Fox Sports.
Yes.
We're going to let you give the drinking bro of the week.
We also set this up on like 5 days notice, and these two assholes over here fucking did all the work.
Yeah, they did.
Yes. We just showed up and got drunk and talked about stupid shit.
That's true.
You guys
That's
are true. The real heroes.
Giorgio and fake Dan, we appreciate it.
Sorry to run up real quick, but how is that different than every other day you guys show up to work?
Yeah, we're just trying to give you credit.
It's
time,
not.
Asshole.
I just want to let the people out there know the truth, and you know, I think they deserve it.
I was trying to fucking say something nice
you know
about
what?
You.
You know, before
now
we
were talking, you got it, you son of
Before we go into Drinking Bro of the Week, though, I would like to give some financial advice.
Sure.
From my new wealth management company. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dogecoin?
Bet on Vegas.
No. Put all your money in cats.
The musical?
No, just cats.
Just factual cats. Bad cats.
Cut yep. the tabbies. Listen, Evan and I had a long conversation this morning. He gave me that advice. Evan's a smart man. Put your money in cats.
All right. Evan is a smart man, and he gives yes. you bad
and
advice.
He said, hey, you need to put all your money in cats right
I
now.
I think Evan's so fucking you over.
I bought 682,000 cats this morning.
I guarantee you Evan's in Utah right now shorting the cat market.
Yeah.
He set your ass up. You
easily. This motherfucker just bought all them tabbies.
Yeah.
My God. Drinking Bro of the Week, Austin Talley. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to for having us on short notice down here? We greatly appreciate your hospitality here. It's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Ice House.
It's a hard acronym for him to get through.
Yeah, you know, that's why we just shorten it to WTF.
Yeah, well, no. It's...
You know, you guys are always welcome, without a doubt. You guys are family now. You're Texans from North Carolina and L.A. Yep.
You're really speaking to his love for Olive Garden right now.
Yeah.
All the bread you can eat. You know, so one Drinking Bro here in Austin, Texas, actually just keeps resonating in my brain every time you think of Drinking Bros. Always tries to be the peacemaker, always tries to bring positivity to the page. I think it's a perfect example of what the community was brought to fruition for. Mm-hmm. And that would be Melissa... Ryan. Melissa Ryan.
Yeah.
She's the shit. Without a doubt, she's always making sure everybody's good mindset, healthy, positivity, even with facing adversity. So she's my choice.
Good.
Awesome. Sweet. Congratulations.
Love by the way, Broette's Cheers. Facebook group is probably next on the chopping block. So go to the Instagram page and follow that
Broette's
so we can fucking
is,
get you back over
about
there.
About to be
after.
Nuked.
Yeah.
We could start a new page every day and get fucking 10,000 people in it easy.
They're doing it. The girls are organizing. They're starting to back up right now.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
To the lady who's divorced there, there's a young gentleman right there who's not wearing sleeves, but it's probably the best-looking dude in here. Give it a go.
Casually leans against the wall.
Are you in your...
No, you go back to
me. She said he was a little short. Shut the fuck up.
She's tall.
How tall are you? Walk
she's like
over
six
there.
Foot
Walk
tall.
Over there. I just want to see height. Side by side. Side by side. Let's see the height there.
Oh, yeah.
She's got you by a couple inches. She's got you by a couple inches.
I'm stuck, stepmom.
That is a...
But she's definitely in her cougar phase right now, right?
Yeah, well,
for sure.
I don't know. CP. Yeah. You don't know.
The
but
CP.
Either way...
She's 44.
Like
she's in her cougar phase
all
right now.
All the videos we're seeing right now, hey, your stepfather's gone.
If you're a man in your late 20s, early 30s, and you're looking for some fun...
Yeah, hit it up. Your stepfather's gone.
Probably leave her alone.
There's problems with the dishwasher, and then boom.
Wait,
no sleeves.
Does the dude ever pretend like he's stuck?
Yeah, I think so.
On occasion. I'd say I'm the expert in this in this genre.
Yes. He really is.
And then she's a very lovely woman, just a little bit outside my age range, a little too young for me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go ahead and let her know that.
So you're too young for Giorgio.
Yeah. Too young for Giorgio.
Wait, I would have pitched Giorgio, but...
Do you have a boat?
Yeah, do you have a boat?
No. That's his. So he wants somebody rich with a
boat. It's like 55 plus with boat.
Yeah, 55 plus. You're too young for that. But
that's the description on his Tinder.
He's looking to reverse Anna Nicole Smith.
55 plus
somebody.
With boat.
Yeah.
He wants to reverse Anna Nicole Smith somebody at some point.
All the sons and daughters out there watching, if your mother lives on Lake Austin and has a boat, call Gio.
Call Gio.
Let them know, Giorgio. Yeah. Those are the first women vaccinated, so like you're
good to go. Good to go.
You're good to go on that. So at least you still come to work every day.
Yeah, like, you can leave your liquid Plan B at home.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Wait, is there liquid Plan B now?
He has it in the pump container.
Is that real?
Just two squirts on the way out.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's
not
like
real.
It's like coffee creamer.
If liquid Plan B existed, I would know about it. Let's be fucking real here.
All right. Listen, you and I got a juicer and a creative mind.
Yeah, liquid Plan B is next.
I mean, technically, you could do that, yes.
Could you?
That's a little Bill Cosby, right?
If you're not telling them.
You could also smash it up and snort it, I feel like, you know, if
you're
going that
properly
route.
Labeled at the coffee bar and she pumps two pumps in, then you know you got a winner.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go.
I'm actually fine with that logic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we get the people to stay and not walk out of Austin's lovely establishment.
We got some music.
We're
going to
get the fuck out of here.
Thanks, guys.
For Jared Taylor, D'Anthony Holloway, Austin Talley, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinkin' Bros Podcast. Good afternoon, everyone.